Okay, Tom, welcome back to another one, our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in the second and final podcast of the 12th parak of Masechet Ketubot, Hadaf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Almanashe Amra, this is the third Mishnah in the parak. Almanashe Amra, Efshi Lazuz in Beit Ba'ali. If a widow says, I refuse to leave or cannot leave my husband's estate, my dead husband's estate, any or shin yucholin lomar la, they can't say, look, we'll feed you in any case, just leave and go to your father's house. Rather, they must feed her, and they must give her a respectable and proper residence according to her kavod, her status. But if on the other hand she says, I have to stay in my father's house, if you live with us, we'll feed you, but we don't have to feed you if you're in your father's house. In other words, once she takes herself off the estate, then they do not have a chiyuv mizonot anymore. But if her claim is that she is young as are they, meaning she's afraid of it being an inappropriate relationship with her staying on the estate, as opposed to an older woman and young children, then they indeed do have to feed her while she stays in her father's house, which is the more appropriate place for her to be. The Gemara immediately comments on this. Tanu Rabbanan, mishtameshet b'mador k'derech shemishtameshet b'chayei ba'ala. She gets to continue to use the house as she did when her husband was alive. B'avadim u'shvachot k'derech shemishtameshet b'chayei ba'ala, and with the servants. B'charim u'chsatot k'derech shemishtameshet b'chayei ba'ala, and with the pillows and cushions. Chlei chesed v'chlei zahav, the fancy vessels. K'derech shemishtameshet b'chayei ba'ala. In other words, she can essentially live with the same level of luxury that she had while the husband was alive. Shekach katav la, because that's exactly what he wrote in the ketubah. And of course, if he didn't write it, it's a tanai beit din. Va'at tehiyatva beveiti u'mitzana minachasai kol yimei megar amulutayach. You will stay in my house and be fed from my estate as long as you are an almana. Now, beveiti, the famous drasha of Rav Yosef, beveiti v'lo bevikti. Meaning in my house, but not in my hovel. So in other words, if he has a very small place, and in beforehand they lived in cramped quarters, but now it would be her or the heirs, then we don't make the heirs leave, she does have to leave. Amrav Nachman, he told me, Shemachrum Ador Almana, lo asu v'lo klum. If the heirs sold her residence, the sale is invalid. It's not theirs to sell. Why is this any different than this case? That Rabbi Yochanan said that if heirs sell nechasim muatin, remember, if the estate is a small estate, so much so that there's not enough to feed everyone, then the girls are fed and the boys have to beg. But if the heirs go ahead and sell it, masha machru machru, it's a valid sale. So why is that the case? If here they're not allowed to, if they sell the residence of the almana, it's no good. Hatam lo mishtabdi la michaim. The answer is that with their sisters, they did not have a chiyuv, a shibud on this while father was alive. Hacham mishtabdi la michaim. However, the residence of the almana is something that's a shibud that goes back to the date of the marriage. Amar Rabbi Nikitinan, we have as a principle, mador almana shenafal, ene yoshin chayavin livnoto. But if her residence falls down, they are not obligated to rebuild it. A brita supports that. Even if she says, I'll rebuild it from my own pocket. They don't have to listen to her. They don't have to have her stay in the residence. If it fell down, she must leave. So Abaye asks a question that kind of cuts to the core of the issue. What if she just renovates it? Or what if she just strengthens the house? So it won't fall. Then can she stay there? Or if she offers to do that, teku. Answer is unclear. Meaning, do we have to keep the house in the same state it was before without touching it? And as long as it's livable, that's fine. Or can she make improvements on it as long as it hasn't fallen down? Now, back in the Mishnah, we said that if she says, I can't live here, I must live in my father's house. So they don't have to feed her. V'leit v'laki yat v'hatam. So why don't they give her the same amount of money now in the father's house that they were giving her here? Why should she lose mizonot just because she left the property? The answer is Mesailu Avuna Dom Avuna Brachata Bait Beruba. This supports Ravuna's statement, which is the bracha of a house is in the amount of residents. In other words, the more residents there, the more they help each other, the more they support each other, and her leaving really takes something away from the house. V'leitvu la l'fi brachata bayit. So why shouldn't they give her mizonot minus what her portion deleted from the house? The answer is achinami. Indeed, that's what they should give her. Ravuna lashon chachamim bracha. Now Ravuna made a comment which is going to pick up off the last statement. Lashon chachamim bracha, meaning the chachamim used the word bracha, but it also means that if you listen carefully to chachamim, you can learn how to get a bracha. Lashon chachamim osher. The chachamim teach you how to become wealthy. Lashon chachamim marpe. If you listen carefully, you can also learn how to be healed. Bracha hadamran. So the statement that Ravuna himself made, that the more people in the house, the more there's a bracha, that teaches you about bracha. Osher, how do we know about Osher? Did not. And the following Mishnah. Mocher perot l'chaviro. This is in Babatra. If you sell fruit to another fellow, mashach v'lo madad, if the other fellow took them and didn't measure them, kana. Madad v'lo mashach, lo kana. But if he measured them and didn't take them, lo kana. V'imhaya pikeach, but if the seller is smart, socheret mekomo. What's going to happen? He'll rent out the place. Sorry, if the buyer is smart, he'll rent out the place, and that way immediately it becomes his via Kinyan Chotzer. And so once he measured them, they will become his, and therefore even if the deal ends up being to his benefit, he will still have gained. Marpe, how do we know health? Ditnan, the Mishnah in Psachim says, Lo yilos adam chitin v'yaneach al gamei makato v'pesach. A person should not chew up wheat on Pesach, and then put it on your wound, because eventually it becomes chametz. What do we learn from there? That is a good healing thing for some sort of an infection or some sort of an open wound. All right, now we get the very long story. This will take us to the end of this sugya, of the story of the death of Rabbi. The reason it's here is because it starts out with a mention of his widow. Tan Rabbanan, Mishat P'tirato Shel Rabbi. Amar Livanai Nitzarich. I need my sons. The first thing is his sons came in. Amar lahem yizharu b'chvadimchem. First of all, be careful to honor your mother. Ner yehi daluk bimkomo, shochan yaruch bimkomo. The candle should be lit in its regular place. The table should be set in its regular place. Mitate mutzap bimkomo. The bed should be made just like always. It was as if I were here. Yosef Chofni Shimon Efrati, these two students of his, Heim Shimshuni B'chayai, they served me while I was alive, Heim Shimshuni B'moti, they will serve me when I'm dead. What that means, unclear, we'll get some clarity a little later on. Now, let's take a look at all these statements. Hizaru B'chvodimchem, what does that mean? Doraitahi. Why does Rabbi have to tell his sons to do something which is a mitzvah Doraita? L'chtiv kavedet avicha v'timecha? The answer is, Eshet Av Havai. She wasn't really their mother. It was Rebbe's second wife, or later wife, that was not the mother of these children. So, Eshet Avnami Doraiti, that's also Doraiti, the Tanya Kabed, et Avicha ve et Imecha. Et Avicha means zu Eshet Avicha, means not only your father, but your father's wife. Ve'et Imecha zu Baal Imecha, that refers to the husband of your mother. In other words, your step-parents. So, Vav Yetera is the Rabot et Achicha Hagadol. So the extra vav in there is also to teach you your elder brother. Okay, hanimilim is the answer, so you see it's right. So the answer is hanimilim ichayim. That's only when the principal parent is alive. In other words, you have to honor your father's wife when father is alive. Rebbe's going to die, so he says, nonetheless, be careful about her honor. Lachar mitalo. Ner yehi daluk bimkomo, shochan yehi ruch bimkomo, mitate musat bimkoma, the candle and the table and the bed, my time, what's the reason for that? The answer is called Beshimshi Aveati Levete, that even after Rebbe was dead, every Friday night he would come home to visit his family. So what happened as a result? Ahu Beshimsha, one Friday night, Atoy Shivata Kakarya Bava. One neighbor came by Friday night and was talking out loud. Amra Amte, the maid who knew about this, said, Shtiku, the Rebbe Yativ, Rebbe's here. Came in a Shama Shuv Loata. Once Rebbe heard about this, he didn't come anymore. Not to besmirch the reputation of the tzaddikim who didn't have such an opportunity to come back and visit their homes on Shabbos. Now Yosef Chofni Shimon Efratim Shimshuni B'chayayim Shimshuni B'moti. Now this statement, Sovur Mina Baden Alma Hudakamar, he thought, we think it means that they served him in this life. But once we realize that they died before him, what it means is they will serve him in the world to come. Why did he say it that way? So people shouldn't think, oh, they died early because they did something wrong. And it was Rebbe's chut that kept them alive that long. So to take that impression away, Rebbe said, they are waiting to serve me in the world to come. Amrlan the Chachmei Yisrael nitzarich. The next thing Rabbi said was, "Anir Chachmei Yisrael." Nechasu etzlo Chachmei Yisrael. So now he had to command them regarding the continuation of leadership. First, he had to command his children about the family. Amrlan altas petis beduni ba'ayarot. I don't want you to give eulogies about me in the small towns. Voshivu yeshiva lachar shloshim yom. And after 30 days, I want you to reassemble the yeshiva. I don't want you to stop learning. Shimon b'ni Chacham, he said, Shimon, my son, is the Chacham. Gamliel b'ni Nasi. Gamliel, my son, is the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin. Chanina b'chama Yoshev Rosh, he'll be the head of the yeshiva. Now, let's see what these statements mean. Altis b'duni b'arayot, don't eulogize me in the city. Savur minam ishum tircha hudakamar. We think it's because Rebbe said he didn't want to bother them. Once they saw that when they're making Hespedim in the big cities for Rebbe, and people were coming in big numbers, he said it because it's not kavod, it wouldn't be proper kavod to have eulogies in these small towns. Why did he say we should have the yeshiva after 30 days? So Adif from Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm no better than Moshe Rabbeinu. It says 30 days, they mourned for Moshe, not more. Tlatin Yom, so what did they do for Rabbi? Tlatin Yom means softin b'yamama v'lelia. For 30 days, they memorialized, they eulogized him day and night. Mikan va'elech, what happened afterwards? Softu b'yamama v'garsi v'lelia, softu b'lelia v'garsi b'yamama. They either said eulogies during the day and learned at night, or vice versa. Adesafti tresi archi, until 12 months were done. That's how much they loved Rabbi, that's how much they missed him. And all right, Hahu Yoma da Ashkavte de Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died. Nafka bat kol aviamra, a bat kol came out, a heavenly voice came out and said, "Kol dahave ba Ashkavte de Rebbe, mezumen hu l'chayei olam haba." Anybody who was there when Rebbe died has a place in the world to come. Hahu koves, there was a person, a particular launderer, kol yoma have ati kamei. Every day he would come to Rebbe. Hahu yoma lo ata, that one day he happened not to come. Came into Shamahachi when he then heard that anybody who was there when Rebbe died has a place in the world to come. So he was so depressed. Solikli igro nafalari. He went to the roof and jumped off Umit and he killed himself. He asked about Kol Emra. Afahu koves mezumanu l'chayelam ba. Bat Kol came out and said, that launderer is also has a place in the world to come. Evidently because he felt the loss of Rebbe so badly, and he felt so bad that he wasn't there when Rebbe passed away. The next thing that Rebbe said was, Shimon b'ni Chacham. What does that mean? My kamar. Hachi kamar. Alpha pi Shimon b'ni Chacham, Gamliel b'ni Nasi. He was setting it up. He was saying that even though Shimon is the wiser of them, Gamliel will be the Nasi. Amar Levi. Tzricha l'memar. Would you have to say such a thing? Amar Shimon b'Rabbi. Tzricha lach ulmital atach. So Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, who was the loser in this discussion, insulted Levi. Levi famously was somebody who was lame. And he said, we need it like we need your lameness. We need it and we need your lameness. My kashale, what was Levi bothered by? Hakra kamar, we have a pasuk in Devar Yamim. Says, Vetama machana, tan li yoharam, ki hua b'chor. Clearly, the eldest son inherits, and Gamliel was the eldest son. So why is it strange that Gamliel should be the Nasi? So the answer is, Ahum male makom avotav have. For Rabban Gamliel, ainu male makom avotav have. In the case of Yehoram, he was somebody who properly represented his ancestors. Gamliel was not as great as Rebbe, and therefore him taking the place was not so obvious, and therefore Rebbe had to say, Shimon b'ni Chacham b'dil Gamliel b'ni Nasi. Rebbe, my tam avarachi, so why did Rebbe do this? Nehid einu male makom avotav chochma, even though Gamliel was not as wise as Rebbe, b'yirat chet male makom avotav haveh, but he was as righteous and as much of a God-fearer and a fearer of sin. Now, Chanin Rachama Yeshiv Barosh. The next thing Rabbi said was, the Chanin Rachama will be the head of the yeshiva. Lo kiba Rabbi Chanina, shabi afes gadol menu shtei shanim umechza. Rabbi Chanina refused to accept the position because Rabbi Afes, was 2.5 years older than he. Yativ Rabbi Afes Bereshus. Rabbi Afes became the yeshiva. V'yativ Rabbi Chanina Abroi. Rabbi Chanina was on the outside. V'ata Levi v'yativ Gavei. Levi came to the base medrash and saw an outside. He saw Rabbi Chanina. Nachnaf Shed Rabbi Afas, when Rabbi Afas died, V'yati Rabbi Chanina Bereish, Rabbi Chanina then took the position, which he'd originally been given, but had ceded to Rabbi Afas, because he was the elder. So Levi had no one to sit with on the outside. Levi refused to come in because he thought Rabbi Afas was not worthy of the position. So he stayed on the outside. Once Rabbi Chanina went in, he had no one to sit with. V'ka'ata L'bavel. And so he went to Bavel. That's the famous statement they said to Rav. Gava Rabba equal to Nahardea. There's a famous person has come to Nahardea and he's limping. Vidarish Kalila Shari. And he gave the drasha that you're allowed to have this Kalila. It's a particular kind of bet on Shabbat. Amar Shma Mina Nachlaf Shedu Rabbi. Fesviyati Rabbi Chanina Bereisha. So Rav figured out from that one statement that the lame man has come from Israel and has made this public statement about Kalila Shari. He said, it must be Rabbi Ephes died, and Rabbi Chanina has gone inside, and Levi is all alone on the outside, and therefore Levi came to Babel. Why did Rav come to that conclusion? Why not come to the conclusion that Rabbi Chanina died? Rabbi Ephes is still giving shir, and Levi has no one to sit with on the outside. The answer is that Levi himself really would have subjugated himself to Rabbi Ephes. If Chanina died, he would have gone in. It was Chanina's kavod that was the reason he was sitting outside. Since the other possibility is that since Rabbi said Chanina Mechama will be the Rosh Yeshiva, it has to happen. That the way that this is read midrashically is that the tzaddik makes a decree and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills it. So if Rabbi said Chanina Mechama will be the Rosh Yeshiva, it has to happen at some point. So it's not possible for Rabbi Ephes to still be Rosh Yeshiva and Chanina died. So it must be Rabbi Ephes the one who died. V'ha'ave Rabbi Chia. Why wasn't Rabbi Chia considered in all this? Rabbi Chia was the prize student of Rabbi. Why wasn't he the Rosh Yeshiva? The answer is Nachnafshe. He'd already died. But Rabbi Chia says, I saw Rabbi's grave and I shed my tears on it. The answer is Epuch. Rabbi said he saw Rabbi Chia's grave. Rabbi Chia says in that famous passage, the end of Sota, about when different people died, what great character traits were lost. When Rabbi died, Kedusha was gone. The answer is Epuch. Turn that one around. Rabbi said that about Rabbi Chia. We have a story that Rabbi Chia came in to see Rabbi who was dying and he saw Rabbi crying and he said, Rabbi, why are you crying? He said, Rabbi, we have a tradition that if you die laughing, it's a good sign. If you die crying, it's a bad sign. Panav lamala siman yafelo, panav lamata siman ralo. If you have your face up, it's a good sign. Panav klape ha'am siman yafelo, klape ha'kotel siman ralo. If you're facing the people, it's a good sign. Panav yerukin siman ralo, panav tzuvin v'adumim siman yafelo. If you die sort of a pallid face as opposed to a more bright face, it's a good sign, a bad sign. Meper of Shabbat siman yafelo, b'motzei Shabbat siman ralo. If you die in erev Shabbat, it's a good sign. Motzei Shabbat, bad sign. Meper of Yom Kippurim siman ralo, b'motzei Yom Kippurim siman yafelo. But if you die erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. Motzei Yom Kippur, it's a good sign. That one we can sort of understand. Meit micholim meayim siman yafelo, mnei shirum shal tzadikim itatan micholim meayim. Most tzadikim die from this stomach disease, and that's a good sign. So Rebbe, why are you crying? Marle ana. A Torah mitzvot kavachina. I'm crying about Torah mitzvot that I can't fulfill. So this whole conversation took place when Rabbi Chia came to visit Rabbi. So again, we have Rabbi Chia visiting Rabbi when Rabbi's dying. So we have lots and lots of source material that seems to indicate that Rabbi Chia outlived Rabbi. So why wasn't Rabbi Chia made into the Rosh Yeshiva? So ibayit ema epoch. One possibility is to turn that whole conversation around, this last one, and it was Rabbi visiting Rabbi Chia. And the answer is Rabbi Chia asuk b'mitzvotave. The answer is that everything is the way that we've read it without changing it. Rabbi Chia outlived Rabbi. Rabbi Chia was very involved in mitzvot, and therefore so Rabbi Savar lo afagre. I don't want to stop Rabbi Chia from doing all these mitzvot. I'll appoint somebody else to be Rosh Yeshiva. Hainu duchiyavu minzir Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chia, and that explains the story that Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chia would disagree. Amar Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chia. Bahari didim minzat, Rabbi Chanina would say to Rabbi Chia, you're messing with me. Rabbi Chanina said, because if for some reason, God forbid, Torah would be forgotten from Israel, I could restore it with my pilpulistic arguments. Rabbi Chia, ana avdilo mishtak chator mi Israel. I will make sure the Torah will never be forgotten from Israel. Daitina kitna v'shadayna, This is the famous story of Maisa Gdoli Maisa Abchia. He said, I bring some flax seed and sow it. I'm going to plant some flax. That's what I do to make sure Torah is not forgotten. Let's see the whole story. And I grow it up and I weave it up into pieces. V'achilna b'isra liatmi. And I feed some yitomim. And I take these animals and I take the parchment of the animals and on the parchment of the animals I write I make Megillot and I go to a town where there is no teacher. I wrote five Chumashim, each one on a different parchment. Sorry, just one thing that I missed in the translation is that he would plant the seeds and then he would use them as traps to hunt deer. And then when he hunted deer, then he would feed the meat to these yitomim, so big mitzvah, and then I would take the pelts and turn them into megillot, and I go to towns where there was no teacher. I found five kids. Matnina shita sidra the shita yinuke, and I found six other kids, and each one I taught one of the shita sidra mishnah. L'chocha v'chad amrile, and then what I told each one of them, atni sidra chavrach, you, each one of you, teach another one. Rabbi said, look at the great things Rabbi Chia does. So Rabbi Chia, we see, was involved in all these tremendous mitzvot of propagating Torah, and therefore Rabbi didn't want to bother him with becoming the Rosh Hashiva. Amr Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. Afilu mimcha, so Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi's son, said to him, are his deeds greater than yours? Amar le'in. He said, yes. Amar Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yossi, afilu mi'aba. So Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yossi was another student of Rabbi. Said, are they greater than even my father's deeds? Rabbi Yossi, who was Rabbi's Rabbi. Amar le'chas v'shalom, lo te'kazot b'Yisrael. No, couldn't be anybody greater than Rabbi Yossi. Amar le'an levni katana nitzarich. The next thing Rabbi said, we're going back to the when he was on his deathbed, Livni katana nitzarich, I need my youngest son. Nechnas Rabbi Shimon etzlo. Masar lo sidre chochma. He taught him all of the wisdom. Amar lehen, Livni gadol nitzarich. Now I need my oldest son. Nechnas Rabban Gamliel etzlo. Now he's already Rabban Gamliel. Masar lo sidre nesiyut. He taught him how to be a politician. He taught him how to run the Beit Din. Amar lo b'ni, nahog nesiyutcha b'ramim. You should hold your office with some esteem, and make sure that you have people of high standing that are working with you in it. Just make sure to involve people who are esteemed by the community. Uzrok mara b'talmidim, and put some fear into the students. Eini v'hakti v'et yireh Adonai chabed. Mar ze yoshvat melech yudak sh'eru et min chacham men mikiso mechabko u min ashko. Carlo Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. And you see that here was a great king, Yoshafat, who would get up when he saw Talmid Chacham and he would embrace him. So it's not good to put that kind of fear in your students. You want your students to be close with you. So Lokasha, Habitsina, Abafrayasya. When it's one-on-one with a student, so it's appropriate to be close. But in public, you have to have that kind of fear. Tanya Rebbe Mutal Bitsipori. Rebbe was lying in Tzipori. Makom Muchan Lo Bevet Shearim. But his place was waiting for him in Beit Shearim. That's, of course, famously where Rebbe is buried. V'atanya tzedek tzedek tudof halechacha Rebbe leBeit Shearim. Hi, we have the famous drush on tzedek tzedek tudof. Always go to the best Beit Din. Go to Rebbe in Beit Shearim. So it sounds like Rebbe was not in Tzipor. He was in Beit Shearim. Not just buried there, but he lived there. The answer is Rebbe Beit Shearim have. Really, he did live in Beit Shearim. Kevin the Cholash am Tiyul at Tzipori, but once he got sick, they took him up to Tzipori, to Midalia, because it's high up, Uvasim Avira, has very clear air, very clean air. Tzipori, which on top of a mountain, was far higher than Beit Shearim. Now, Hahu Yoma Donachanav Shed Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, Gazra Bonan Tanita Uval Rachami, the rabbis all decreed a fast, and they were praying. Anybody who says Rebbe's died is going to be killed. In other words, even though it may happen, we don't want to hear the news. Slika amte de Rebbe leigra. So Rebbe's maidservant went up to the roof. Amra elyonim vakshim et Rebbe, vatachlim vakshim et Rebbe. The upper worlds want Rebbe because they want him to die and bring them up there, and the lower worlds want to keep Rebbe here. Ratzon shiachufu tachtonim et elyonim. I'm praying that the lower world should be successful in beating the upper world. She saw what tremendous pain Rebbe was in. He evidently had a stomach disease, and every time he had to take off his tefillin to go to the bathroom, and it was a very big pain for him. She changed the wording, and she said, I hope that the upper worlds are able to beat the lower worlds. In other words, she prayed for Rebbe to die because she saw he was in so much pain. But the rabbis kept praying. She took a jug and threw it off the roof, and it broke. And they were quiet for a second. They were shocked. And that split second, Rebbe died. Zil ayin. So the Rabbanan said to Bar Kappara, go see what's happening. He saw that Rebbe had died. He tore a kriya. And he turned the kriya backwards. He turned the garment around. The angels have held on to the Aron HaKodesh. The angels have beaten the lower ones. In other words, we're both holding on to them. The angels have won, v'nishba Aron HaKodesh, and the Aron has been taken captive. Amrulei nachnafshe, so they asked him, did he die? Amrulei atun kamritu v'ana lo kamina. Wait, you want to say it? I didn't say it. Remember what they said before. Nobody's supposed to say Rebbe died. And now you're asking me? I didn't say it. You said it. There's another tradition about what happened when Rebbe died. He took his 10 fingers, cast them heavenwards. Amar Ribono Shalom, Galu V'Yadul Fanecha She Yagati Be'eser Etzpotai B'Torah V'Lo Neneti Afilu Be'etzpak Tana. You know that I used all 10 fingers to work very hard in Torah, and I did not benefit, meaning benefit from Torah, with even one little finger. So Fanecha She Shalom B'Mnuchati, I want to die in peace. Stabat Kovi Amra Yavo Shalom Yanucha Mishkivotam. So a voice came out and said the pasuk from Yeshaya, you'll come in peace. Amishkav chami ba'ilei. Why is it mishkavotam? Sadorchim yavracham, dorchim vagam, dormiyah yosmin shavu, v'shasha, tzadik nitzavar olam, amim alachiyah sharet, v'nakonish baruch hu, shalom tzadik ploni ba. This supports the tradition that when a tzadik dies, the angels come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, this tzadik is coming. Amim yavo tzadikim v'yetzu likrato. Let the tzadikim come out and greet him. From Rimlo Yavo Vishalom Yanucho Al Mishkivotam. He said, say, come in peace and we'll all rest on our beds. Amra Balazar Bishasha Tzadik Niftar Min Aulam Shlosh Kitoch Malachesh Yotzot Likrato. Another tradition that when a tzaddik dies, three groups of angels come out to greet him. Achat Omeret Lo Bo Vishalom. Achat Omeret Olech Nichocho. Achat Omeret Lo Yavo Shalom Yanucho Mishkivotam. So all three parts of the pasuk. Come in peace, come and greet, and rest in your resting place. Shasha Hashan Evan Min Haolam, when an evil person dies, three avenging angels come out, three groups. Chatomeret Ein Shalom Amar Adonai Rishayim, there's no peace for the wicked. Chatomeret Lo Lamatseva Yishkav, you lie in pain. Chatomeret Lo Redav Hashkava Et Arelim, go down and lie with all of the uncircumcised ones. In other words, he's pretty much cursed out. Okay. That, of course, concludes the very algaic and painful description of the death of Rebbe. We get to now to the next Mishnah, which is the final Mishnah in Perek 12. Kozman shibeveit avia govak tuvata liolam. Kozman shibeveit ba'ala govak tuvata ad esrim v'chamesh shanim. So as long as the almanah is living in her father's house, she can collect the ketubah forever. The notion behind this is that she is not using the estate in any way whatsoever. But when she's in her husband's house, she has 25 years. Why? Sheyesh b'chafei shanim sh'taseh tova keneg tuvata. Within 25 years, chances are that she has used up, with little benefits here and there, giving food to neighbors and other things that she doesn't really have rights to, corresponding to the full ketubah. Divrei Rav Meir, Shamar Mishum Rishum Gamliel. Chamor min they flip it. They say it's not about using up part of it, but it's about mechila. Kozman shi beveit ba'ala govak tuvata liolam. As long as she's in the husband's house, she can collect her ketubah forever. Because the fact that she hasn't asked for the ketubah so far doesn't indicate anything, because she's still living there. Kozman shi beveit avia, but if she moves to her father's house, govak tuvata esrim v'chamesh shanim, she has 25 years, because the assumption is after that she's been mochel. Meita yoshea mazkirin ketubata esrim v'chamesh shanim. If she dies, her heirs have to mention the ketubah and bring it up within 25 years, otherwise the same mechila would apply. That, of course, is within Chachamim's opinion. Now, Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef. Is it possible that a poor person in Israel, a poor person meaning who has a very small ketubah, it would take her 25 years to use that ketubah up by giving things away, and Marta Baitus, this extremely wealthy woman, also 25 years? So Marle, Lefum Gamla Shichna, that the camel bears the burden according to what he can bear, meaning even though Marta had a huge ketubah, she also probably gave away a lot of things from the estate, whereas this poor person probably gives small things away. Good question on Remeir. Remeir says that the consideration is that over the 25 years she has given stuff away from the estate that equal the ketubah. So what about prorating it? Teiku, the answer is unclear. Is it just at 25 years slam and that's it, or is it prorated? Chachamim kolzman. Chachamim disagreed, and they said as long as she is in the husband's house, she has the entire time. Amar lo Rabbi Yosef, atoy kodem shkiyat hachama govak tuvata. So according to this, if according to Chacham, she's in the father's house, and she comes one day, which is the end of 25 years, just before sunset, she can collect the whole ketubah, and 2 minutes later after sunset, she can't collect anything? Do we really think in that 1 minute she's been mochel everything? That's the way legal systems work. You have to have a set standard, and the standard is unmovable. Barbaim sa'a tovel, barbaim sa'a v'chaser kortov, eno tovel. A person can be tovel in 40 sa'a of water. Now remember, 40 sa'a, the reason this is a great example of midot chachamim, is because 40 sa'a is a measure that's based on the average person's size. A person is 1 amah by 1 amah by 3 amot high. And you measure that, it comes out to 40 sa'a. But a very short person could fit in less, and he could certainly fit into 30 sa'a of water. Nonetheless, the rule is 40 sa'a. Same thing here. If 25 years is 25 years, and a minute later is late. So he testified in front of Rabbi Shamar Mishum Aviv. He quoted in his father, Rabbi Yossi, who said, "This 25-year rule is only if she doesn't have the ketubah with her. Aval, shtar ketubah yotze mitachat yadeha. But if she does have the shtar, kovak ketubah tali olam, she can collect the ketubah forever." Rabbi disagreed and said, even if she has the ketubah, she can only have 25 years. So, Meitav Rav Shesha, challenges Rabbi Elazar. But Balchov, challenges Rabbi. Balchov goveshalob hazkara. Balchov can collect, even though he didn't mention anything about the debt for years, and now shows up and to collect it. Hechidami, idolo nakashtar, if he has no shtar, my gavi, well, how's he collecting? Alnaki shtar must be that he has the shtar. Balchov would love barachulehu. It's a balchov who isn't mochel his debt. Ha'almana achilta. So an almana obviously is mochel if she shows up even with the ketubah. But she didn't mention it for 25 years. So that supports Rabbi Lazar. So who motiv la mum farek la? Rav Sheshit answered the challenge. The olam de lo naki shtar. The case of the balchov is he doesn't have the shtar. V'achamay askinen kshechayav modeh. He shows up after 30 years, doesn't have the shtar. The other guy says, yeah, I really do owe you the money. Alright? We have a statement that says a grusha is like a balat chov in this case, as far as the 25 years goes. If she doesn't have a ktuba with her, my God, how's she collecting? I love the nikita ktuba. Must be she has a ktuba. Grusha, he delav batachuli. It's a grusha who's not going to forgive the debt. Alright? Ha'amon achilta. So obviously, ha'amon is mochel, even if she has the ktuba. No, it's talking about a case where the husband admits that he owes her the ketubah. She doesn't have a ketubah. Meaning that we could still say that if she has the ketubah at hand, the 25-year rule is relaxed. Nachum Yitzchak, Tani Rav Yehuda Barkaza Matnita Deve Barkaza. He taught this rule in Barkaza's yeshiva. Tava'ak tuvata harehi kevatchila. If she claims her ketubah, the clock starts over from the beginning. Im hayash tar ketubah, Yotze mitachat yadeha. If she had the ketubah in hand, govak tuvata leolam. She can collect the ketubah forever, meaning the 25-year rule is relaxed. Shalach Rav Nachman Rav Chista Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Ilamdenu Rabbeinu. So please teach us. Kshishar ketubah yotze mitachat yadeha machloket. Is the machloket Remeir Chachomim about 25 years only when she has the ketubah? Or ksheein shtar ketubah yotze mitachat yadeha? Or meaning, is it even when she has the ketubah or only when she doesn't have the ketubah? And by the way, in our Mishnah, who do we paskin like Rav Meir and Chachamim? Shalachle, he said, She'ein shtar ktubah yotzei min tachat yada machloket. First of all, the machloket's only if she doesn't have the shtar. If she does have the ktubah, she can claim it forever. Aval shtar ktubah ta yotzei min tachat yada kubah ktubah ta liolam. And second of all, halacha kadirei chachamim, we rule like the chachamim. Ki atar avdim yom avshuman pazim yom shuman levi mishum bar kapara. Loshanu elaman ematayim. Another component is the 25 years, even if like a chum, so she's in her father's house, and it's 25 years, and she does not have the ktubah, still she only loses the money matayim. Aval tosefet yesh la. Reval Rabbi Yochanan afilo tosefet ein la. He says, no, she loses the tosefet. Ra'ayvu am Rabbi Yanai, t'nai ktubah t'ktubah dami, because the tosefet is t'nai ktubah, which take on the rule of the ktubah. In manam ra'am ra'mehunam ha'rav, l'sharu el manem matayim. Rav said the same thing as bar kapara. Only manem matayim, aval tosefet yesh la. Amar Rabbi Abba Rav Huna. Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that? That she doesn't lose the Tosefet? So Amar Le, Ishtikan Ka'amart? Are you telling me that I should be quiet, that I made a mistake? Or Ashkan Ka'amart? Are you saying I should give you more to drink? In other words, you're very excited that Rav said this. Amar Le, Ishtikan Ka'amina? I think you should be quiet, meaning I don't think that Rav really said that. Now, a story. Chamte Rabbi Chia Aricha intat achua have. Now, Rabbi Chia's mother-in-law was also his sister-in-law, and his brother died, so she fell to him. So obviously, there's no yibum here. V'almana beveta via have. She was an almana who was living beveta via. V'zanna esimachamesh shnin bevenasha. So she had moved back to her father's house, and he had fed her for 25 years. Asof amarale have the mizoni. She asked for more food. Amarale let lach mizoni. He said, you don't have food anymore. Have liktuba, so let me have my ktuba. Amar la, lo mazoni itlach, velo ktuba itlach. You don't have mazonot, and you don't have a ktuba either. Because it's been 25 years, you've been living in your father's house, she didn't say anything. Tavate ledina kame de rabba barshila. So she went to din. Amar la, emo li izi gufa de uvda hechihave. So tell me what happened. Amar la, zant, zinita asirma chameshnin revein asha. I fed her for 25 years in her father's house. Bechaye de mar, de bekat foy am taile. And I swear that I carried the food on my own shoulders. Amarle time of Mayam where Rabbanu calls man shiva veit ba'ala govak tuvatali olam. Why did the rabbis say that as long as she's in her father, husband's house, she can collect the ktubah forever? Damrina mishum kisufa hudalotava, because she hasn't claimed her ktubah because she is ashamed to do so, because she's living in the husband's house. Hachana mishum kisufa hudalotava. I hear the same thing, because you're feeding her. She was embarrassed to ask for the ktubah, and therefore she didn't ask, and therefore she wasn't mochel zil havlai. Go better pay the ktubah. Lo ashkach. He refused to listen. Katav la adrachta nischei. So Rabbi Barshila wrote her an adrachta that she could come collect the food. Ata la kame de Rava. So he came to Rava. Amar li chazi mar hechi denan. Let's see how he judged. Amar li shapir danach. He said he judged properly. Amrale, ihachi leze lahadili perid minahu yoma anaidna. So he should go give me perot now from that time which he refused to pay me until now, to feed me until now. Meaning that she's really owed the ktubah. And so he has used up some of the value of that ktubah, or he has benefited from the ktubah. There's perot to that. And she wants that back also. So he's asking for the payrot from that moment on. Amar la achri le adrachtich. So Rava said, let me see your adrachta. Chazir v'havei katuba, he saw that it didn't include the very critical passage. V'ishtemo da'ana d'nechosim elu d'mitana inun. We have clarified that this property belongs to the dead guy. Amar la adrachta lav shaper ktiva. He said, your adrachta is not written well. Amra le tezel adrachta. She said, okay, forget the adrachta. Ishko miyoma d'shlimi yoma achraz tarhashta. I'll take payrot from the day and which the achrazav collecting until now. Amar la hanimili hechad lo ktiv ta'uta adrachta. That only works if the adrachta is not written wrong. Aval hechad ktiv ta'uta be adrachta leidlan ba. But now that the adrachta is written wrong, the whole adrachta is fouled up. Amra le v'amarhu da amra achrayu ta'ut soferhu. But you're the one, she's a wise woman, she said, you're the one who holds that achrayu ta'ut sofer, which means that if they don't write achrayut into a star, we should assume it to be there. Rala Rava, Baha Lekalamer Taut Sofer here. Here we can't assume it. The Baha Fila Rav Rashila Tai here. Even this great rabbi made the mistake. Right? Mikar Havisu Sovur Hani Vahani Didei. Mali Mahani, Mali Mihani. What was his reason? Because he thought, look, it all is all coming from the same rabbi. So what does it matter if it comes from him or from the dead guy? He inherited the dead guy, his brother. Velohis, in the Aslam Sham Chalahu, it could be that the woman's going to go and improve the property, with the Bala Mirsifi, and the property that is of the new husband, as it were, gets worse. Vamarla Shkil Didach, Vavli Didi. And I'll say, you take yours and I'll take mine. Va'ata the Fuke La is Al Beidina. And then they're going to end up, besmirching the Beit Din, because it looks like you're going to be indifferent in how they took care of, her. All right. So in other words, that's why Rabbi Shila said what he did, but that's why he was wrong, and he really should have written a proper adrachta that comes from the nichse of the dead guy, of the dead brother, and he didn't do it, and therefore the adrachta was incorrect. Okay, we have finished the Perek on Oseya Talmanah, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, the next podcast will begin the final Perek of Masechet Ketubot.